T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
As we keep an eye on what's going on in our county with COVID-19 cases and what's going on with them, well, it's not looking amazing, Corey. As of yesterday, December 2nd, Monroe County Department of Health confirmed that 328 people have died amid the coronavirus.
Sad.
And there was 625 new cases as of Wednesday evening.
Oof.
Yeah, so that's
another record,
the highest we've seen here. So that brings the county's rolling 7-day average to 472 cases per day.
Yeah.
We talked about it yesterday. I do have COVID currently right now. I'm isolated in my home. And we talked about the testing measures and how that was a really big struggle for me. I do want to just update everyone really quickly. I got tested last Tuesday. It's now Thursday, so it's been a week and 2 days, and I just got my results. And I did test positive even back then,
okay,
when I was not showing symptoms at the time. So just be careful, seriously, because I thought I was just getting tested as like a precautionary. Like,
your mom wanted everyone to do it. She actually scheduled it. And good thing, by the way.
Yeah.
Obviously.
For sure.
It's scary to look at these numbers, Breeze, because we know they're going to go up because of Thanksgiving.
Right.
It's an inevitability. It's going to happen. The question is how much, right?
Right.
So, quite honestly, it's been a week. This might start trickling in now.
Sure.
Because it depends on how long before symptoms start showing. All right. Let's see. With all this COVID talk, everyone wants to know, about that vaccine. When's the vaccine coming? Well, the first dosages of a COVID-19 vaccine could be coming to New York this month, according to Governor Andrew Cuomo. But this will only be the beginning of what could be a lengthy process. During a briefing yesterday, he said the first delivery of about 170,000 doses of a vaccine could be distributed to states by the federal government as soon as December 15th. So just a couple of weeks here. By the end of December, Cuomo said the Trump administration projects there will be enough of a vaccine distributed to cover about 20 million Americans with 2 dosages each, about 6% of the population. With about 170,000 doses in the follow-up delivery, the state projects it can cover a significant number of residents and staff at all nursing homes throughout the state. Nursing homes and hospital settings have been designated as a top priority for the vaccine. Some experts have projected it's going to take 75% to 80% of the population eventually getting that vaccine to help control the virus, with projected windows of when vaccines will reach critical mass being anywhere from early summer to fall of next year.
Having a baby is one of the most milestone movements of your life and something you look forward to. Some people have no problem with it. Other people struggle immensely to have a child. But this story, Corey, is so wild. So a Texas baby has broken the record for the longest frozen embryo to ever come to birth. So the baby's name is Molly Gibson. And Molly spent more than 27 years as a frozen embryo.
Wow.
Before coming out and beating the record of her own sister, who was frozen for 24 years, her own biological sister. So this is wild. What had happened was Molly was frozen back in 1992 and then thawed in February of 2020. Molly was born October 26th, very healthy, new baby girl weighing 6 pounds and 13 ounces, measuring at 19 inches long. And her parents, Tina and Ben Gibson, of both of these girls, Molly and then her sister Emma, who was frozen for 24 years, they were, you know, having trouble conceiving and having a baby, and they wanted sisters who were genetically, you know, matched up. So they went to this embryo bank, and they're the longest babies that have ever been frozen. Like, that is so crazy.
That's wild. That is pretty crazy.
I don't know. I thought it was such a cool story. And they broke the record too. So
there you go.
Molly coming out, breaking records, busting out of the room, breaking records.
How many times in her lifetime do you think she's going to hold that over her sister's head?
I know.
Oh, yeah. 24 years is cool, but who holds the record? Who's the record holder? Yeah, that's us. All right. Some changes could be coming to the CDC when it comes to the window for COVID quarantine. We knew that it had been a 14-day period recommended since the onset of the pandemic. That now is being reduced to 7 days if a negative test is the result, in 10 days if there is no testing taken into place. The officials said the policy change has been discussed for some time, as scientists have discovered that the incubation period for the virus is different than what they thought. While the CDC has said the incubation period for the virus was expected to be 14 days, most individuals become infectious and develop symptoms between 4 and 5 days after exposure. It's not the first time the CDC has adjusted its guidelines for the coronavirus. As it adjusted to new research in July, the agency shortened from 14 days to 10 its advice on how long a person should stay in isolation after they first experience COVID symptoms, provided that, of course, they are no longer sick. So it's might come into play, I guess. Well, I won't for you, Breeze. You're almost there. Sunday is your last day in isolation. But still, you have to also be symptom-free, right? That's the rule. And then what happens? You have to get tested again? How does that work? I don't even know.
They said I didn't. They said once my symptoms are gone and I feel on the up and up, I'm good to go.
Okay.
I probably will get tested just for like my own peace of mind.
Sure. Makes sense.
But they said it's not a necessary thing that you have to do.
Got it.
But
plus, also, we'll you'd have to wait another 12 days or whatever it was.
I know. Yeah. I can't believe I got those test results back, though.
Yeah. It's this like morning.
Finally waiting for something, and then it comes, and you're like, wow. Because I really didn't know what it was going to say, because I didn't know if I got tested too early.
Right. So, again, the timeline, at least for Breezy's testing, she was tested last Tuesday, and then waited around until last, Monday is when you went and got the rapid test, because you were done waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah, because your situation needed to be more full of anxiety, because that's exactly what needed to happen.
Sure.
So, okay. All right. Coming up in the Team PXY feed next hour, how long could COVID immunity last? There's some different schools of thought on this, but a new study out of Japan has a number. So we'll get to that coming up around 8:25. Up online, 98pxy.com. We, of course, have the good news. 80% of people say they're desperate for good news. We are the kings and queens of desperation here on Team PXY. So you can go and take a look at those stories. We'll highlight them coming up after 9 o'clock this morning. You can also text in the keyword good to 585-222-9800. Of course, up there as well, all the info for the Pirate Toy Fun Toy Drive. Checked in with Michael Schwartz.
He's got some beef with Bopet.
13 Wham News a little earlier out of Aquinas this morning. And they're going to park the mobile toy box outside of Aquinas today if you want to drive on by. Don't even have to get out of your car if you have some toys you want to donate to the Pirate Toy Fund. Yeah, he first off was scaling the mobile toy box, which apparently was icy, so he's okay, thankfully. But also, yeah, weird beef with Bopet. He did send me the reasons why, and I don't know if it's appropriate to share on the air.
Yeah. It's a little dicey.
Well, let's leave it at that. We'll leave it at that. So find out how you can help out. 98pxy.com. Can also do the virtual toy store, which is all new this year, ptftoystore.com, or just text in the keyword toy to our text line and we'll bounce it right back to you. Breeze,
we need all the help we can get.
We do, absolutely. So we were hoping to get 20,000 toys. That's the goal. And I think when we checked back with Michael just a little bit earlier, early in day four here, a little over 4,000 go. So got some ways to go. But we can do this. There's always a late push, I feel like.
Right.
So please help out if you can. That would be absolutely amazing. It helps so many children in our area, literally thousands of them. So please do that. 98pxy.com. Breeze, I am, I've never been more proud of our listeners. I mean,
really?
If we go over 20,000 toys collected, I will be more proud in that moment. But as of right now, I have never been more proud of our listeners with the response to today's Savage or Sensible.
Oh, God. Come on, Corey.
The amount,
really?
The amount of people coming out of the woodwork and sticking up for leftovers. Thank you. Finally, we've been sitting there in the shadows. People say how gross it is that we eat our leftovers a week after. We just don't say anything.
So
we don't want to be judged. Floodgates are open, baby. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. Many
we'll
of us.
Let the polls speak for themselves.
Many of us. We will. Have you checked the poll yet?
Not yet.
Okay. A little lead. Little lead right now.
We'll put a stop to that.
Breeze is about to find every device in her apartment.
I'm like, Rach, where's your phone?
Savage or Sensible, bringing week-old leftovers to work so your significant other doesn't throw them out on you again. I admitted to doing this, pulled a little mission.
The Getty image of the child. That's literally you.
Yeah, I know. That's why I put it there. Absolutely. If you have thoughts on this one, 585-222-9800. Call or text into the show right now. You can vote on that poll as well at 98pxy.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.